So, this weekend, it's the Mitchums and Merrier Christmas Market. It takes place on Saturday, but I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know somebody who does. Good afternoon. It's Anne Beamish from Independent Cambridge.
Hi. Hello, Mike.
Back again. Yes. I think you were with us. Was it October you were here? I think it was about
then. Yes, it was about September, October time.
And actually, we were talking a little bit about the Christmas fair even then, I seem to recall, because you were very much involved then in raising money to light up extra parts of Chesterton with the lights and the trees, weren't you, at the time?
Well, we were sort of promoting that, yes. It's something that Polly Pluvier is actually the sort of Mitchum's Corner coordinator.
Yes.
And she's been working very closely with the traders and other companies to try and get Mitchum's lit up for Christmas.
Yes, yes. Okay, so as I say, it's the Christmas fair this weekend. So, I mean, apart from anything else, just again, maybe very briefly, just to run through what Independent Cambridge does. So that we can tune people into that first. Can we do that?
Yeah, sure. Well, Independent Cambridge has been going for nearly 5 years now, and the whole reason we do what we do is to actually champion all the small local independent traders in Cambridge, to try and promote them to people and to just show, you know, how wonderful they are. Supporting local companies means so much more money goes back into the local economy, but it also means that it makes Cambridge, you know, it keeps the high street of Cambridge unique.
Mm. And one of the things that we were just talking off air about there, I mean, I'm a typical bloke, okay? So got no idea about what to buy anybody. But you were just saying some of the shops in that Mitchum's Corner area are great in terms of the kind of stuff that they sell.
Well, at Mitchum's Corner and all over the city, to be honest. I mean, at Mitchum's Corner, you've got somewhere like Thirsty Cambridge. So if you look, and also Bacchanalia, who are both fantastic wine shops, so and beer. So I'm sure you could find some presents there for guys. There's also the Radmore Farm Shop. They do some fantastic stuff, and obviously all the food stuff as well for Christmas. But I find, I mean, I set myself an Independent Cambridge shopping challenge every Christmas. And so my list always has everything I buy on my shopping list for Christmas, presents and food and all the rest of it, I try and get from the independents. And it's actually quite good fun.
Mm. Now, you've got a publication that you've just started to produce quite recently, I think in conjunction with Cambridge News.
That's right, yes.
Yes. Tell us a bit more about that, and specifically the edition for Christmas as well.
Yes, it's a sort of supplement-style newspaper. It's a monthly, it's free, so it's you can pick up copies at places like the Park and Ride sites, goes out on a big distribution list, goes out to a lot of the independents, so you can pick them up in independent cafes. And it's just, we produce a book, but this is a sort of monthly, so it can be more, it's more up to date. We can include more news and details about independence in it. And the one for December, which is out at the moment, has a Christmas indie shopping guide. So it's picked out a few places that I personally go to when I'm looking for Christmas presents.
Oh, right. And there's a map in there as well to show where the shops are and stuff?
Yes, there's a little map. There's also a few suggestions for a few watering holes along the way, because it can be quite thirsty and tiring work, Christmas shopping. So we suggest a few little cafes. And so actually, yes, I think it's trying to say to people this can be fun again, because I think people have sort of lost the plot a bit when it comes to Christmas shopping, and it's become something that's onerous, and actually I think you should try and make it fun.
And you gave me a copy of the book that you publish, and I thought initially, before I read through it and so on, that it would just be, you know, a lot of adverts and not a great deal of interest in it, but frankly I was completely convinced after I'd read it. It's a really, you know, it's a really interesting book, and I think, you know, we forget how many and varied the shops are in Cambridge, because you tend to walk along Sydney Street or one of the other major shopping areas, and you see all the normal high street shops, but there's a great plethora of independent shops all over Cambridge, really, aren't there?
Oh, yes, there's a huge number. I think you're right in respect that people tend to go to the main shopping areas like the Grand Arcade, Petticoree, which there aren't independents in those areas because they can't afford to be in those areas. So it's a case of really going down sort of some of the side streets, some of the sort of lesser well-known shopping areas, and you'll find an amazing array of shops.
Mm. So what else is happening with independent Cambridge at the moment then, Anne?
Well, so we've got obviously into the newspaper business with a lot of help from the Cambridge News. They've been fantastic in supporting what we do. Beginning of next year, fingers crossed, we're going to be launching our new website, which, once again, that's going to have little tours on it as well. So you can create your own tour if you're into contemporary art or pubs or whatever. So you can actually look and put together a physical tour for yourself, or you can ask us and we can suggest tours. So if you've got friends coming to Cambridge, you can say, right, we really want to do this, this, this and this. Can you suggest some places to go? And we can do that for people. So hopefully that should be quite fun. And
when is that? That's the website. When
yes.
large and take a breath here, I think.
Yes, it's taken longer than we had hoped already. Websites can sort of just seem to go on and on and on trying to get them to. But
because you get new ideas all the while and that sort of delays it? And what's happening?
I think there's no sort of deadlines as such in a way. Whereas you've got with our book, obviously we've got a deadline to get it to the printer to get, you know, so there has to be a point at which everything is finished. Whereas a website, you're always thinking, oh, well, we could do this and we could do that.
There you go.
Yeah.
You see?
But hopefully sometime in the new year.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
That's very wide. So we'll start in January, maybe finish in December.
Yeah.
Okay. So the website's going to come along. Anything else happening with Independent Cambridge just now? I mean, you've got obviously the newspaper, which is a great addition to the book, because obviously the book only gets published, what's it, every 18 months or
yes,
something?
Yes.
So the paper comes out every month, I think.
Yes,
is that right?
That's right.
So you obviously can include lots more stuff in there, I guess.
Yeah, so I think we can showcase a lot more in real Cambridge. I think the book does a fantastic job because it's a very high quality, if I say so myself, you know, sort of piece of work, and but it takes a long time, whereas the newspaper is more immediate. So I think it's sort of covering both aspects really. And then once the website's live, and we've recently been working on our Instagram account, so that's yet another place that people can get Christmas gift ideas from. So we're just trying to sort of manage all those things. I think that's probably quite enough.
But you also have a newsletter as well, don't you?
Yes, that's right.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I write a monthly e-newsletter, which mainly goes out to the independents themselves. It keeps everybody up to date with what's coming up.
Is that something that the public can also have, or is it?
Anybody can subscribe to it. And
What kind of things would you find in that newsletter then?
I think you'd find everything from, you know, if there is an event coming up, through to new shops that might be opening. We tend to hear about things happening before they've actually opened, so hopefully we're sort of a bit sort of further along the line with some bits of information. Sadly, sometimes it's to do with shops closing.
Yes, there was a toy shop, I think, closing, isn't there? I saw that in your newsletter.
Yes, the Cambridge Toy Shop in
Sussex. Seems a strange time of the year for a toy shop to be closing.
Well, they are actually open at the moment, and actually if people are thinking of buying toys, it would be a good place to go. They're not closing till after Christmas.
Okay.
So, and then hopefully there'll be some sort of online presence.
Right, okay. And where are they, sorry?
Sussex Street.
Okay. Good. Well, listen, thanks very much for coming in, telling us all about it. Have I missed anything? Is there anything else that you wanted to say?
I don't think so, apart from try and shop independently at Christmas.
Excellent. All right. Great stuff. Thanks very much, Anne. Thanks very much for coming in. So there we go. That's Anne Beamish from Independent Cambridge. And you can... Oh, your website address. Well, you haven't got one just yet.
We have got a website. We're just sort of going to the second phase of that. So it's just put in Independent Cambridge.
And you'll find it from
Google.
Great. All right. Thanks very much, Anne. Thanks very much for coming in. That's Anne Beamish. As I say, she's from Independent Cambridge. And as she said, if you just Google Independent Cambridge, I'm sure you'll find the website. No problem there.